Warm-ups for four musicians on a bare stage at Sitka High School. There are three trombone players and a trumpet player here on this Friday morning. They're preparing for the Alaska All-State Music Festival. Leland Shennett, a senior at Sitka High, is the trumpet player. This will be his first time and last time at the All-State Festival.
Yep. Yeah. Sophomore, freshman, and junior year. I was in the wrong order. I didn't send a tape in. So this year I did, and yeah, I made it. Woo!
How come? Why did you send in a tape this year?
I felt more confident in my ability to make it.
How long have you been playing trumpet?
Since fifth grade.
Today, Shannon and the three trombone players are working with instructor Roger Schmidt. They go over and over small chunks of music. They look at a phrase here. They clap out a short rhythm there.
Good. Sync of patients are a little bit popcorny. Let's do the sync of patients.
Until they find the sound they want. Two hours of this happens, and then a break, which is when trombone player George Jones jokes about why they do all this work for a single concert.
It looks good on college transcripts.
It's fun, George.
Come on,
but, yeah, it is really fun. And seeing the conductors and the choice of music is always really exciting. And there's nothing like preparing a full band in 3 days. It's really kind of invigorating.
And that feeling that Jones is talking about, that doing something great also means having fun, is one of the things that music teacher John DePilatis says he wants his students to learn from studying music.
It's a satisfaction knowing that they're being challenged and that they're doing something that's fun for them. A big part of my educational philosophy is to get kids doing things well. And it's one thing to have fun in class, that's great, but I want to make sure that that's tied to excellence. So if we're having fun, it's because we're doing something great. And for these kids, it's an opportunity for them to do something great and to have fun at it. That's kind of what it's all about.
Across the hall from the auditorium, DePilatis is helping sophomore Rachel Youngberg, who is in the middle of practicing for the All-State Treble Choir. The words to this song are in Latin. Youngberg laughs a little as she struggles with the language. In fact, she's written the word help with an exclamation point on the first page of her music. When she loses her place, she smiles, stops singing, and turns off the iPod, which is playing the piano part. DePilatis puts a pink sheet of paper on Youngberg's music stand. It's a Latin pronunciation guide.
You're reading this like it's in English at times, right?
Yeah.
So that, what does that say down there about an AE sound?
AE, where is it? It says they're pronounced like the letter E.
As one sound, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's not
Youngberg A, admits that of all the pieces they're performing, this one is not her favorite.
Getting better at it, though, and like Mr. D said, I'm sure I'll end up loving it the most.
So, with the pronunciation guide in front of her, she works her way through some syllables. The iPod gives her the pitch, and she starts again from the top. Trying to get closer to excellence. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.